why can't we? Did he redeem us or not? You know, it's one of those things where when you start getting that far out of church, you start losing a perspective of what the religious thing really felt like, and you begin to look around at yourself and other people and go, wow, there's a lot more here. We really are sons and daughters of God. Later on in that same chapter, to as many as believed into him, he gave the authority to get a mind, to become. Okay? Oh. The light got blocked. Sin shorted out the light's energy, largely. So that the body continued to function because it was made that way and it's been introduced. And I'll keep going in a minute, okay? But Jesus said that you have been, quote, redeemed. You've been restored back to God. The whole thing, again, of Jubilee, it's to proclaim the favor of the Lord. That was the year of Jubilee, to proclaim the year of God's favor. Well, it's not just a year. It's been going on for a couple thousand, and it's not going to stop. And we're all involved with it, not just because the name's on the building, right? That's, Jesus has never stopped proclaiming that favor, and we have been completely restored to God. And I can't find anything in there that says you can't understand. If he's shining the light of the knowledge of God into us, so that power is hyperbolo, seeds physical reality or human knowledge, down into us, then why can't we? And there's no can't, we just don't. And one of the reasons we don't is because the God of this world has blinded everybody's eyes, and sometimes I think we just open them a little at a time. Where are we? The light flashed out in the darkness. That verb, phino, is present indicative active. So the was going on there in the beginning, right? Over and over and over. This shining is present indicative. It's contemporaneous. It's happening now. It's happening all the time. You understand? That's what that Greek conjugation means. It's present indicative. It's going on. It's a continuing action. It's a contemporaneous action. Whenever you say now, it's happening. That's what the word means. This light was perfected. It was produced. Every bit of information that needed to be contained for any man to have was put into it. We talk about AI and computing power. I was talking to a friend. Y'all know what we're talking about here, right? When you get to artificial intelligence, it does so many processes that it has to have an amazing amount of power to be able to make it happen. And then you got to have the cooling because of the heat involved, because of the amount of processes that go on at close to the speed of light. Well, imagine the power it takes when it is the speed of light. And enough to run all of the bodies. There are 6 billion plus bodies on the planet. They're all running. The power that God has, oh my goodness. I mean, I'm sure he's tickled that we figured some of these things out and we think it's real cool that we could do this. But it's not in the same class in that sense. This stuff is amazing. This light is shining this information continually over and over and over and over and over all the time, as that expression I really don't even like anymore, 24/7. Never stops. That's how much power is in there. And this light of life is given so that any man can believe into Jesus. And Jesus is the Word, And the Word is the one that was there in the beginning producing all this stuff. That's the design of it. So again, staying with this almost sci-fi kind of thing, when you accept Jesus, you're accepting that plan, that ability, that device, that phone that can pick up all these things. Before, you didn't have it, but if you believe into Him, Him is it. These words are true. Yes, hallelujah. Oh. The last part of that verse says, and I, again, struggled with this for a long, long time. And the darkness could not, the word is lambano. You can use it, it's translated receive. It's much stronger than that. It's to grasp or seize, to lay hold of. And the scholars argue over whether it's like receive it or whether it's overcome it because you seized it. I mean, what does it really mean? And now, looking at it, I'm going, wow. Now, I told you about 20 minutes ago we'd get to an aorist verb. Okay? Lambano here is aorist. That means one time. Okay? Happened, that's it, right? When it says the darkness couldn't, and I'm going to use the word right now, overcome. Okay? It's past tense. The darkness couldn't overcome it. That's that aorist indicative. That's the only Greek verb that's absolutely just one time in the past. Okay? When the light was released, the darkness could do nothing about it, even if it wanted to. And listen, that's already happened. The light's never going to stop. If you want to look at it as overcame, like the darkness was trying to come against it, the darkness will just, we'll do a little hypothesis, a little hypothetical here, okay? Let's say the darkness wanted it to stay dark. Oh, well. It had one shot when the light was released. John says the darkness couldn't overcome it. The darkness couldn't stop it from happening. And I don't think the darkness at that point, I don't think John's trying to paint a picture of the enemy or whatever. I think he's saying all of this was going on in the beginning, and in the beginning, if before the light, there was not light. If there's no light, it's what? Dark. Okay? And maybe the dark like dark, I don't know. But I don't think that's what he's saying. What he's saying is, when the light was released, the light shined out into the darkness. And again, that's, when you say shined, you make it sound like it happened before.